Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Yesterday, we took note of the number of men that escorted the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. But it's not just the number of men that let us know that this is a huge event taking place. The author also gives us the name of God that is given. And the author makes sure to let us know in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 2, that the ark has a certain name. It's called the Lord of Hosts, or the Lord of Armies, who sits enthroned. The idea is that the ark is intimately tied with the God of Israel. He sits enthroned above those cherubim that were on the ark. And then we're told that a new cart has been provided upon which the ark was carried. And this just makes sense to us, doesn't it? They have to transport it in some way. You can't use the cart on the backside of the house that you used to shovel ox poop in. And you can't use the cart out in the garden that you used to throw the vegetables in. That wouldn't be proper or reverent. I mean, if 30,000 men are coming in to protect this thing, then surely the least that could be done is to provide a new cart, one that was unstained and uncorrupted. And all of this is taking place, all of this fanfare, because this was a special holy occasion in the life of Israel. All of this because the worship of God is absolutely serious business that deserves to be protected, respected, and honored. But the original reader, hopefully, would have looked sideways at one particular thing, that new cart. I mean, wasn't there something written long ago about how the ark was to be transported? And wasn't there something written long ago about who was to be transporting the ark? Seems like I remember something about that, but maybe not. If you're curious, though, you could join us over the next few days as we talk about it, or go ahead and read for yourselves what happens in 2 Samuel chapter 6. But as you pray today, please remember Christian and Vanessa Martinez and their family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Korean Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout South Korea.